Tonight's the night I shall be talking about a flu, the subject of word association football. This is a technique out of living, much used in the practice makes perfect of psychoanalysis, dear and brother, and one that has occupied Piper the majority rule of my attention squad by the right number 1, 2, 3 for the last 5 years to the memory. It is quite remarkable, Baker Charlie, how much the Miller's son, this so-called while you were out word association immigrants problems, influences the manner from heaven in which we sleek-it car and timorous beasties all Americans speak, the famous explorer. And the really, well, that is surprising partner in crime is that a lot in his wife of the lion's feeding time, we may be CDE effectively quite unaware of the fact or fiction section of the Watford Public Library that we are even doing. It is a far, far better thing that I do now then what's going on with Christian Barnard, the famous hearty part of the Let Us Now Praise Famous Mental Homes for Loonies Like Me. So on the button, my contention causing all my headaches is that unless we take into account of Monte Cristo in our thinking, George V, this phenomenon, on the other hand, we shall not be able, satisfactor fiction section of the Watford Public Library, generally, to understand, to attention when I'm talking to you, and stop laughing about human nature, man's psychological makeup, some story the wife will believe, and hence the very meaning of life itself, which bastard, I'll kick him in the balls pond road.
C-I-T-R-101.9 FM.
Well, good day, and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch, right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Alksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. I was watching an old movie last week, as I am wont to do. It was called Murder at the Vanities from 1933. It was one of those backstage musicals that were popular in those days, like 42nd Street, Footlight Parade, those movies. So it had a lot of hokey songs and production numbers with guys in tuxedos and girls in skimpy costumes. It was also what is called pre-code, which means it was released before the production code came in. Now, the production code was a set of rules that the movie studios came up with to police themselves so the religious fanatics of the time wouldn't shut them down for being immoral and corrupting youth. Basically, it was the drag queen story hours of their time. Now, pre-code meant that girls in skimpy costumes were really skimpy. I mean, really skimpy. Plus, there were dead bodies, machine guns, swearing, people being rude to the police, infidelity, and this song, covered in 1979 by Bette Midler, which would never have been allowed once the code came in.
I try to find consolation with a mad desperation. what delight to be given the right to be carefree and gay once again. No longer slinking, respectably drinking like civilized ladies and men.
Charming scene like this in some secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delight. Chat, this and that, and cocktails for two as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonnette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two. So glad we're both alive.
We'll be so glad we're alive.
Then maybe fortune will complete
her plan that all began with cocktails for two.
Oh, Love.
If you're looking for some live theater this weekend, I got a couple of recommendations. First off, last week we went to see Bad Parent at the Cult Historic. It's a two-hander by Innes Choi, and he's the creator of Kim's Convenience. Bad Parent is about a young couple struggling to find their way as parents of a toddler, but are still trying to figure out who they are in relation to each other and their son and the audience. Yeah, they talk to the audience. It's great. It's a slice-of-life comedy, directed by Meg Rowe, featuring delightful performances by Rogi Yu and Josette George. It's presented by Vancouver Asian Canadian Theatre, and it's a co-production with Prairie Theatre Exchange and Soul Pepper Theatre. It's at the Cult Historic until Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 23rd. Also recommended is Redbone Coonhound by Amy Lee Lavoie and Omari Newton. Now, if you like hard-bitting social commentary with your domestic comedy, this is the play for you. Jesse Lipscomb and Emma Slip play Mike and Marissa, a young married couple whose encounter with a neighbor's dog confronts them with issues around race, gender, culture, history, and other lighthearted topics. It's running until October 30th at the Arts Club Newmount stage at the BMO Theatre Centre in the Olympic Village. And the nice thing that these shows have in common, they're both short. 90 minutes with no intermission. And now this.
You want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both. Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Creating boundaries or asking for space is seen as complaint or seen as weak. And when it's external, it's one thing.
Like, sexual confidence is not a look. It's not a place you get to. It's really about like being like, I am giving myself permission to feel cute today.
Are you interested in conversations about the way that gender is understood in our everyday lives? Join the Gender Empowerment Collective every 4 weeks, where we tackle a range of topics that impact gender, race, and social justice, like sexism in the workplace, understanding microaggressions, and racism in the food industry.
Every episode, you'll hear from an expert on that week's topic, along with a discussion that dives deep into each complex issue. Tune into Intersections, presented by the Gender Empowerment Collective every fourth Tuesday, and check out our episode archive on CITR.ca.
Hey, why are you so sad today?
My succulent died.
Can you even kill those things?
It's okay. There's a Dead Succulent Haunt episode every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on CITR to help your plants grow and to help you mourn those you've lost.
Come on, let's go start some cuttings and listen to Dead Succulent Haunt with Everly on CITR 101.9.
Megamall's debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
Take out the trash.
Snakes for a
born an original sinner. I was born from original sin. Fight a dollar bill for all the things I've done. Out of a mountain of money piled up to my chin.
Yeah. Somebody beating on a ding dong. Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. Ain't nobody faking. Whole lot of shaking going on.
The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown east side. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown east side face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Can you hear that? The SOS to the world from the people of Ukraine. And you've never wanted to help more, yet you've never felt more helpless. Here's what you can do. Give to the Ukraine Humanitarian Crisis Appeal. The Red Cross is on the ground to make sure your donation supplies food, water, shelter, and other urgent support. Show everyone affected by the Ukraine conflict that you hear them, loud and clear. Go to redcross.ca.
Guess who's back?
MRG Live presents The Jinx and Della Holiday Show. Live at the Vogue Theater on December 30th. Another holiday season brings another year of fabulous spectacle, whip-smart comedy, brand new songs, and annual favorites live and in person from your favorite RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. Join Jinx Monsoon and Ben de la Creme at the Vogue Theater on December 30th. Tickets are on sale now at AdmitOne.com.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians age 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians age 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
Not that young, but not quite old. Keeps on breezing by and by. Oh, 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 oh. Say some days look like the rest. Oh, 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 oh. You take something simple and complicated.
Just a
Something better here on the streets of Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? San Francisco, I spent a night there in the can. Lived through this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man. Left him my watch and my old house key. Don't want folks thinking that I'd steal. And I thanked him as I was leaving. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. Judge me. Ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? How many of you sit and judge me? Ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
I came crawling home last night, like many nights before. Finally made it to my feet as she opened up the door. And she said, you're not gonna do this anymore. She said, I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home. So you'll feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table. We'll put a bar along that wall. And a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall. She said, just bring those Friday paychecks and I'll cash them all right here. And I'll keep on tap for all your friends, their favorite kind of beer. And for you, I'll always keep in stock those soft aluminum cans. And when you're feeling macho, you can crush them like a man. She said, we'll rip out all the carpet and put sawdust on the floor. Serve hard-boiled eggs, pretzels, and I won't cook no more. There'll be Monday night football on TV above the bar, and a payphone in the hallway when your friends can't find their car. She said, I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home. So you'll feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table and put a bar along that wall. And a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall. She said, you'll get friendly service and for added atmosphere, I'll slip on something sexy and I'll cut it clear to here. Then you can slap my bottle every time you tell a joke. Just as long as you keep tipping, well, I'll laugh until you're broke. She said, instead of a family quarrel, we'll have a barroom brawl. When the hams bear says it's closing time, you won't have far to crawl. And when you run out of money, you'll have me to thank. You can sleep it off next morning while I'm putting it in the bank. She said, I'm gonna hire a wino and he'll decorate our home, so you'll feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. Then when you and your friends get off from work and you have a powerful thirst, where there won't be any reason why you can't stop off here first. She said, I'm gonna hire a wino
and he'll
decorate our home, so you'll feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table, put a bar along that wall, and a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall. She said, I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home, so you feel more at ease here, and you all need to roam.
On the Eclectic Lunch today, we heard from John Cleese, Bette Midler, Spike Jones and his City Slickers, the Riff Randalls, Angel Olsen, Dear Rouge, the Actionauts, Deja Voodoo, Nash the Slash, Big John Bates, Gary U.S. Bond, Big Maybell, Born on a Wednesday, Dwight Yoakam and Buck Owens, Dave Frizzell and Madeline Reed. Our theme music is by Ry Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. Remember, you can donate to support the people of Ukraine at Canadian Red Cross, doctorswithoutborders.ca, or comebackalive.in.ua and help save some lives. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archives at citr.ca, and remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR. Eva is up next with What's the Story, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2, and as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwuar the Human Serviette at 3:30. We'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. The CM, the CIA.